Thank you for calling customer support. My name's Mercedes. How may I help you?
Hi, Mercedes. I called about this before. On the 13th of April, $59.89 was charged to my account, and I didn't sign up for this.
Okay, yes, ma'am. May I please have your zip code to pull up your name to see what's going on?
43452.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for the information. And our first and last name, please.
Deborah Moser.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for that. And just to verify that I do have the right person up, could you please verify your address for me, please?
6169 West Camp Perry, Fort Clinton, Ohio.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And thank you for that. I do see that this started on April 12th with a survey that said that you want a mixer and all you had to do is pay shipping and handling to receive it. But yes, ma'am, I do see that you called in on the 14th and had the subscription of a meal plan canceled due to the terms and conditions. And yes, ma'am, they do have the account canceled for you.
Okay, well, when am I getting my money back?
Let's see. Yes, ma'am. Due to those terms and conditions, they wasn't able to process the refund, but I can get you 75% back of that charge, yes, ma'am. And 75%.
Why wasn't I allowed? I didn't sign up for it. Why was I not given my whole money back?
Yes, ma'am. Due to the terms and the conditions saying that you want a chance to be entered into a contest, and within the contest entry, it came with a subscription to a meal plan. It was a reason why they didn't process the refunds because they say the terms and conditions make it a valid charge. But yes, ma'am, I can get you 75% of this charge back to your account since we're not able to process a refund. Well, a full refund. So let's see, $59.89 and a 75%. You'll get back $44.92 within the next 3 to 5 business days. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. Was there anything else I could do for you?
Nope, I appreciate it.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
Bye.